Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I got to come up with a better name for these videos where everybody wants to hear me talk about it. But it's a hotly requested topic. Mike, Jason, Philip, Brandon, Tim, Daniel, Matthew, and Steve all requested it. And the story is widely reported. I got in my hand the story from TheDrive.com. Jeep Gladiator owner claims dealer voided warranty after he drove through mud. He drove his Gladiator through the mud, and the warranty's been voided. Raises a whole bunch of questions. Was it voided? If it was voided, would that be proper? And aren't you supposed to be driving Jeeps through mud? At least that's what James Gilboy asks in his story. And the story here is that this owner brought a vehicle into the Jeep dealer because there's things wrong with it. And the dealer said, we can't fix these things under warranty, and is now considering legal action against Fiat Chrysler. And of course, Fiat Chrysler changed their name about 3 minutes ago to Stellaris or something. I mean, they've been swallowed up. So I'm going to keep saying Chrysler. I'm sorry. If that bothers you, trust me, I'll do more stuff to bother you later. But on the Jeep Gladiator forum in December, a user named Gladiatrix bought a 2020 Gladiator Rubicon in July and took it for a test in the great outdoors. Now, the story keeps saying the person is a he, but Gladiatrix would imply that it's female in with respect to the name. But again, nowadays, all bets are off. So during the test, managed to plow through mud a bunch of times and splashed mud up onto the alternator, which allegedly caused some kind of fault. Gladiatrix took the Jeep to the nearest dealer in Van Nuys, California, where a technician quoted a $3,000 repair bill, which they said would encompass the alternator, battery, radiator, and maybe even more. Now, Gladiatrix was concerned about a $3,000 repair bill on such a recent purchase, so took the vehicle back to a different dealer, which was the selling dealer, and they replaced the alternator, and all they charged was a deductible and said the other stuff was not necessary. So now they're thinking, okay, we might have dodged a bullet on that one, but we're not quite sure. So the car developed serious problems 3 months down the road. The electronics in the Gladiator started whacking out, going haywire. The center brake light failed, and then there were issues with the engine's stop-start system. Worst of all was an issue with the rear axle locking on its own, which it did occasionally on highway on-ramps. Gladiatrix wrote, I can't unlock them if I try. I ended up fishtailing on two separate occasions while getting onto the freeway on dry pavement. It's not good. Gladiatrix returned to the dealer in November and was told an entirely new rear axle was needed along with two new batteries. They could not be replaced under warranty due to a restriction placed on this vehicle's warranty. And they suspected it came from the previous dealer that had quoted the $3,000 list of repairs necessary the previous July. Now, the customer called the dealer, and the dealer said, we did not do anything with your warranty. But Fiat Chrysler allegedly later told Gladiatrix that the dealer did, in fact, apply a restriction. And the restriction won't be lifted because they're accused of having, and this is the word in quotes, submerged their Jeep in mud. Submerged their Jeep in mud. Now, Gladiatrix recalls the mud bath occurring in less than a foot. That's less than a foot deep mud. And the problem is that if you look at the photographs on the internet, there's mud all over this thing, including mud on the roof. So whether or not 1 foot was the limit of the mud play, as James Gilboy asks, their Jeep's failing electronics clearly show mud went into places it wasn't meant to go. And that's the question. Were these problems caused by mud incursion, or were they just defects to begin with? Rugged as they may be, Jeep Gladiators aren't invincible. And there's other problems that can happen as well, as evidenced by other lawsuits, such as sway bar disconnects and so on. But that has nothing to do with this particular case. So here's the question. Gladiatrix has a Jeep Gladiator and takes it mudbogging. The question is, how deep was the mud? It's not a song by the Bee Gees. And was the mud splashed up places? Because here's the thing. I've driven vehicles through very deep water. And it depends on how fast you hit the water and how fast you keep moving. And I've actually been in a vehicle before that had, I think it's called a bow wake, coming off the hood. And the vehicle came out the other side fine. And it eventually dried off. So here's what we got to do. We got to back up. And I'm surprised that no one ever calls me for comment. Come on, you guys. But one of the first things you got to do is look at, one, the advertising for the Jeep. Two, the warranty booklet itself. You can find all this stuff online. So the warranty booklet for the Jeep Gladiator is, in fact, online. I pulled it last night. And so, for instance, the basic warranty, what's covered? What's covered? This is 2.1A. The basic warranty covers the cost of all parts and labor needed to repair any defective item on your vehicle that was supplied by Chrysler Motors. That is defective in material, workmanship, or factory preparation. Now, here's the question. If you splash mud on your alternator, was that defective in material, workmanship, or factory preparation? And is that how it was supplied by Chrysler? And the obvious answer is no, it's not. So if mud got into the alternator, okay, and harmed the alternator, that's not a covered event under the warranty. And I mean, most people go, oh, of course not. That doesn't make any sense. So you'd have to look at each of the items that's wrong with this vehicle and go, is this something that would obviously be something bad from the factory? Or is it, you know, arguable that it happened because this vehicle was taken off-road and mud-bogged? And I'm using that term mud-bog simply as that's a term of art for people who take their vehicles out just to run them through the mud for the fun of it. So I've gotten my vehicles muddy before driving down dirt roads. We're talking about taking the vehicle off-road and running it through mud because it's fun. And by the way, it is fun. I'm not knocking that part of the story. That part of the story is fun. So now you say, but Steve, this kind of puts it into a gray area, doesn't it? Well, here's the problem. The warranty giveth, the warranty taketh away. On page 19 of the same warranty booklet for the Gladiator, 3.7, other exclusions. Your warranties don't cover the costs of repairing damage or conditions caused by any of the following: fire or accident, abuse or negligence, misuse. And there it says, for example, driving over curbs or overloading, but that's not an exclusive list there. Misuse. And then it says tampering with the emission system, use of used parts. It says if the vehicle is a Plymouth or Dodge Neon, installing aftermarket air conditioning. Now, if you have to read your warranty booklet and discover that your vehicle is in fact a Plymouth Neon, you've got other problems in your life that I cannot help you with. There are occasions where people call me up and I say, what you're describing is not something an attorney can help you with. So if you just now learned while reading your warranty booklet that you own a Plymouth Neon, but let's get back to Jeep Gladiator. Your warranties don't cover the cost of repairing damage or conditions caused by abuse, negligence, or misuse. And that is what they're going to hang their hat on, as they say, because they're going to say, well, it's okay for you to drive the vehicle off-road, but when you start splashing things up into the engine compartment, especially where the electronics reside, that would be a form of abuse, negligence, or misuse. Now, I've already anticipated your next question. This is what I do. But Steve, aren't Jeeps designed to be driven off-road? Doesn't their own advertising suggest that they can be driven off-road? Why, yes, it does. And this is going to cause another issue. If you go onto the Jeep website, jeep.com, J-E-E-P.com, you will find photographs of all kinds of Jeep products being driven off-road, through rivers and streams, in mud, and so on. So the question is, if they can do it, why can't you? Well, if you read the fine print underneath those photographs, which is always fun, by the way, next time you see a photograph of an off-road vehicle on a manufacturer's website, read the fine print. For instance, it says, do not attempt water fording unless depth is known to be less than 30 inches. traversing water can cause damage that may not be covered by the new car warranty. Always off-road responsibly in approved areas. So they're letting you know right now that this Jeep might be capable of going through, and I just looked to see if I had a tape measure, but I don't. This Jeep might be capable of going through 30 inches of water. That's a good distance, by the way. That's a good depth, 30 inces of water. But do not attempt waterfording unless depth is known to be less than 30 inches. But that's water, number one. And number two, they're not saying how fast you can hit that water. Because if you hit that water hard and keep going fast, it might splash water up into the electronics and things like the alternator. Might be a problem. But just for those of you who wonder, it also has language on the website. It taketh away and it giveth. The badge says it all. These vehicles are trail rated. And trail rated, by the way, is a trademark. Jeep has trademarked the phrase, the trail rated. The badge is proudly worn by every Wrangler. And I believe it's also proudly worn by other Jeep products, but I was just looking for the language and I found this. To earn it, the vehicle must be capable of passing a series of grueling tests to prove its ability to withstand tough terrain, harsh conditions, and inclement weather. So the vehicles, if they're trail rated, are capable of grueling tests and surviving them, showing their abilities at tough terrain, harsh conditions, and inclement weather. But does that mean you can splash mud onto the alternator? And they're going to say, no, it doesn't. They're going to say you can take this vehicle off-road, drive it very, very carefully and slowly over some picturesque rocks and through a little babbling brook, but don't run over the trout, and you'll be fine. And just so you know, when you're reading the badge says it all, there's actually a little tiny superscript number, like a footnote. You click on it, and up pops waterfording. With a high air intake, sealed electrical connections, and moisture-resistant body openings, you can cross creeks, streams, and puddles with ease. You can cross creeks, streams, and puddles with ease. Again, mostly references to water hazards, not mud. But some people could argue and say, well, there seems to be some contradictory messaging coming from Jeep when it comes to these vehicles then, because they do tell you the vehicle is trail rated and can be driven off-road through streams and possibly up to 30 inches deep in water. So really, would they cancel the warranty? Now, one of the more interesting aspects of this story that we have to talk about is the appearance that a dealership canceled this warranty. And the dealership told somebody, no, we didn't do that. But the manufacturer claims that the dealership canceled your warranty. But that makes no sense. The warranty comes from the manufacturer, not the dealership. Okay? So when you bring your vehicle into a dealership to have work done on it under warranty, they get paid by the manufacturer to do the work. They are incentivized to find work to do that they can bill to the manufacturer. Now, I know there's a lot of people in my audience who are very, very familiar with how dealerships work and how the manufacturers work. And I'm going to get a bunch of comments from people who say, I've worked in a service department, I work at a manufacturer, I know about this stuff. And I've even mentioned before, a very good friend of mine spent years as a zone rep for Chrysler. And he would go in and look at trouble cases. I've talked to him at length about this stuff. And so the weird thing is this. Someone brings a vehicle into a dealership and says, it has a warranty problem, fix it. And 90% of the time, 95% of the time, 98% of the time, dealership looks at it and goes, oh, that makes sense. And just brings it back, fixes it, brings it back out. Boom, you're done. But once in a while, somebody brings in a situation where the dealership knows that if they contact Chrysler and say, right off the bat, this vehicle needs a whole bunch of stuff. And they say, what's that? They go, well, it's got a problem with the alternator, radiator, batteries, center brake light, stop-start issue, and the axle acting funny. And somebody's going to go, that's odd for all of those things to go bad at the same time. What else can you tell us about it? Oh, well, it looks like somebody picked the Jeep up and went in a mud bath and put it here. It's completely caked in mud. And in fact, there's mud on the alternator. there's a good chance that the manufacturers will come back and go, well, no, that's not covered. Because that sounds to us like 3.7 on page 19. Warranties don't cover the cost of repairing, abuse, negligence, or misuse. We don't cover that. It's not covered. So the real question is, did the dealership place that phone call or not? But the dealership's not the one who can cancel the warranty. Now, did the dealership put something in the file? Because many of you know this. If you go to a dealership and give them your vehicle identification number, they can type the VIN into their computer and up will pop a thing on your vehicle. And they'll know the repair history, for instance. And so did somebody at the dealership enter the information in and say, vehicle needed a whole list of stuff and it appears to have been mud bogged, and we believe that's what caused the problem. Did they do that? We don't know. If they did do that, was what they wrote truthful? But the real question is, was the original bill ever submitted to Chrysler for warranty repairs? Or did the dealership, in anticipation of it being denied, simply just tell the person, hey, you got to pay the money to have this fixed because we're not going to submit it for warranty? We don't know that. We don't know that. In other words, we don't know if they even tried submitting it to Chrysler or not. We don't know. Now, what would happen here if this case were to go to trial? And again, once you get in front of a jury, you have no idea what can happen because juries can do anything they want. But you get in front of a jury and one side says, we bought this Jeep, we were driving it around in ways that we thought were appropriate because it is in fact trail rated and had all these problems go wrong with it. And we took it to Chrysler, they wouldn't fix it under warranty. And the Chrysler people are going to get up and say, if you look at our warranty, we exclude abuse, negligence, misuse. We say specifically that you should not attempt water fording unless it's 30 inches or less. But all of our advertisements suggest that you need to do these things carefully. And common sense would dictate that running your vehicle through mud to the point where mud splashes up and gets into things like your alternator is not how we intended that vehicle to be used. Now, would a jury buy that? Don't know. Could go either way on that one. You never know. And this would boil down to the credibility of the owner of the vehicle. And I have no idea. And by the way, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I have no idea what was done with this vehicle other than what was described in the pieces that were on the internet. But it does appear that the vehicle was splashed heavily in mud. Heavily in mud. And that can cause harm. So I suspect that the comment section below this video is going to be cut in two. There's going to be people who are saying, you know something, Jeeps are supposed to be able to do that. Chrysler should fix it. And there's going to be a bunch of people, especially mechanics, are going to go, most people should understand that underneath the hood of your car are things that shouldn't have mud on them, such as the belts and the alternators and things of that sort. And mud isn't good under there. So that's a problem also. There's going to be a third camp, a much smaller camp, who's going to say, why did they clean the vehicle off before they brought it in? Like I said, no one consults me beforehand. They always consult me after. So that's a great story by James Gilboy from thedrive.com. Jeep Gladiator, Jeep Gladiator owner claims dealer voided warranty after driven through mud. Mike, Jason, Philip, Tim, Brandon, Daniel, Matthew, Steve, thanks for sending it. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll just talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all the doors. It's the only way to live in cars.